League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the WTF1 podcast.
Wow.
Daniel Ricciardo potentially leaving. I don't know what's happening, but at least leaving, maybe leaving McLaren. We don't know. I'm going to stop crying because I'm not sure you can even hear what I'm saying. But welcome, everybody, to another F1 Summer Break podcast. I mean, for God's sake, is there any chance of it just calming down for a moment? Katie, the WTF1 author, is alongside me live on Twitch. Come and join us, WTF1 official, next time if you want to watch us talk about all this live and answer some of your questions. We'll be diving into those a little bit later as well. But Katie, the WTF1 author, what are we thinking? What's the first emotions right now?
Pain. Just straight off the back, pain. The
thought now, why that... is there pain? Let's give the context.
Yeah,
why
that's actually a quite important thing to give context. So this morning, I mean, it's been a constant discussion all week, but there are talks that maybe McLaren have told Ricciardo, babes, you need to go because Oscar Piastri is coming in and we want him to have your seat. That's not an official quote, no. That's just how I imagine the conversation.
Zac Brown says, babes.
The next question is, if this is true, what does that mean for Danny Ric? Does he stay at McLaren just to piss him off and stay out his contract? Because he's contractually obliged to stay there if he wants to. Does he maybe take a bit of a financial bribe to go and join somewhere else? Or does he leave F1 entirely? Like, there's so many possible scenarios. And unfortunately, for a lot of them, I think it's going to make me, a Danny Ric fangirl, quite depressed for lots of scenarios.
Well, you've been, you know, your fair share of depression anyway with Sebastian Vettel.
I'm not in a good place.
Retiring,
I'm not gonna lie.
And now, well, let's just, you know, first and foremost say that there is nothing official, because I feel like we have to reiterate that with the fact that everything that went on with Oscar Piastri and Alpine, there's been no official statement from Alpine. Alpine still literally have the tweet up of Oscar Piastri driving for them next year, and nothing from McLaren. This is all hearsay. But to be fair, there's quite a lot of hearsay going around from, you know, quite established websites, and you know, there is quite a few things going around. So the assumption is that Daniel Ricciardo is going to be bought out of his contract for next year. The assumption, just remember that, everybody listening and watching live on Twitch. And it could be a healthy pay packet that Daniel Ricciardo receives. So I'm not sure how upset he might be if he gets paid out of doing literally not doing any of the work that he was supposed to do next year with McLaren, and then also going to get a better seat that potentially he'll be happier with. So if Daniel Ricciardo does go, you know what, I'll take the pay, I'll take the absolute lottery victory and go away. Where does he go? Well, if you're watching us live on Twitch, you'll see the contract lengths of all of the drivers on the grid. There's a few that stand out as potential openings. The only one we don't know how long the contract is for is Lance Stroll. And that's because it is until the day he dies, he will be in Formula One. I think that's as long as his dad owns the team. So we can quickly eradicate Aston Martin as a place that Daniel Ricciardo could go, because of course Fernando Alonso moving from Alpine to Aston Martin for next year on a multi-year contract. But looking at that sort of overarching summary that you can see on screen there, Katie, where looks good for Daniel Ricciardo to potentially go?
Well, at the moment, if you're going based off just where the seats will be empty next year, there's a slot at Alpine, could go back to Alpine. Obviously, things didn't end too well because he was there for 2 years and then he jumped ship to McLaren, which we've seen from Drive to Survive and just generally in the paddock. Renault, as they were not happy about that. So there might be a few burnt bridges if he does go back to Alpine, but you never know in Formula One, anything is possible. There's a space at AlphaTauri, which I know I mentioned on a Hot Takes Wednesday a few weeks ago, and I got absolutely rinsed for, and people said it was the most stupid thing they've ever heard. But it is fact that there is a seat there because Yuki Tsunoda's contract expires at the end of this year. We can go into that later because I have a little theory. I'm not saying it's concrete, but you know, he's been part of the Red Bull family before. There is a space at Williams. Gotifi hasn't got a contract yet. There's a space at Alfa Romeo with Guanyu Zhou. He's had a really promising rookie year, but there's no denying his contract does expire at the end of this year. And then there is Haas and Mick Schumacher, who is also contracted until the end of 2022. So if we wanted to play things, I guess you could say relatively safe and look at the seats that are genuinely available, they are the ones that Ricciardo has the best chance of going to. But as we've learned from F1 silly season, like, it ain't over till we're literally in Bahrain, if Bahrain's the first race of next year, and like we're sat on the starting grid and we're ready to go, because these contracts and these seats can switch. I mean, look at Sergio Perez a few years ago. He thought he was cushy at Racing Point, and then he got the message, actually, mate, you're out. But fortunately, it ended quite well for him. But yeah, just because a driver has a contract doesn't mean that they will necessarily be there. It's all very unnecessarily complicated. It's
exactly.
Like, you know, the meme. I don't know what show it's from. I'm sure chat will be able to tell me. But there's that guy and he's got like the board behind him with all like the red string, like pointing to different things. And yeah, he's like, yeah, really stressed. Like, that's literally explaining to a non F1 fan what silly season is like. It's mental.
Yeah, it's you can't be certain of anything, really, in this day and age of Formula One, just because a driver has a contract. Let's not forget, Daniel Ricciardo has a contract till 2023 with McLaren. So if you look at the table right now, you'd say, oh, Danny Rick's safe till next year. But all of a sudden, everything's being spoken about Daniel Ricciardo leaving the team, because teams, if they want another driver enough, will spend the money in order to make it happen. And it will have to be a lot of money to get rid of Daniel Ricciardo out of his contract. But then, yeah, so you've looked at the 2022 openings, as you say. So one for AlphaTauri, one for Williams, you've got one for Alfa Romeo, and one for Haas, and one for Alpine. Realistically, from a competitive standpoint, Daniel Ricciardo, in my opinion, has to go to Alpine. If that deal can be struck, I think that is such a good move for him, because he's against Esteban Ocon, who is no slouch, but he's no...
He's been teammates with him before as well.
Yeah, exactly.
He knows him.
Throwback and all that good stuff. I think that is the most logical and sensible move. It just depends. How many bridges did he burn in the Alpine Renault family? Because I know that Otmar Szafnauer said something along the lines of, you know, be happy to have Daniel Ricciardo, just wants the best driver in the team. But that doesn't necessarily mean that like Lauren Rossi and the big dogs of Alpine are happy to have someone that essentially turned around to the project and went, no, I don't like this. I'm going to go to another team. Because they don't want to be seen as this team that just takes, you know, drivers that have walked away from them in the past. That doesn't put them in a very strong, powerful position as a brand, if you look at it that way. But for Daniel Ricciardo, from a competitive standpoint, you know, Alpine looked like the fourth fastest car this year. So if you don't want to be a Danny Rick potentially fighting for 15th place, you've got to look at Alpine. Then there's the other seats. Yuki Tsunoda, I can't see AlphaTauri getting rid of Yuki. He's taken a step forward with his performance. And also there's a lot of whispers around he's part of the whole Red Bull Honda package deal, whatever, however long that is in place for, who knows?
Well, that got extended the other day. So, you know, Honda, although they haven't got their name on the cars as like a badge of doing the power units, they've continued their relationship or extended their relationship with Red Bull. So that Honda name is still within the Red Bull bubble to an extent.
So whether that actually... because obviously the whole Yuki staying because of them is, you know, that's not confirmed. But if that is in place, then you'd have to imagine that Yuki will stay at AlphaTauri. But then you look at Pierre Gasly. Pierre Gasly's got a contract till 2023. But does he all of a sudden have some conversations with Alpine and have this all French lineup that I'm sure Alpine would be very keen to sort of discuss? But then again, Pierre would have to be bought out of his contract. So there's a lot of things where it can happen, but it will cost a lot of money if these start rejigging and whatnot. I just saw someone in chat that just said something along the lines of, I'm an Aussie, Danny Rick's washed, I'm sorry. So that savage, but that's another part of this, right? How much say does Daniel Ricciardo have in where he goes? I think it's so important for his brand and what he has built in Formula One that not only is he a great driver, he's got 8 race wins, but he is one of, if not the most liked person in Formula One because of his personality, which is such a selling point.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, when Tommy and I spoke to Jenson Button last month before the British Grand Prix, Jenson was saying, you know, Ricciardo has been super smart with Drive to Survive because he's put himself out there as like this really recognizable figure from the Formula One world. You know, Ricciardo used to say he could go around LA or America and literally not be recognized, and it was great. And then since he did Drive to Survive, he's being spotted here, there and everywhere. So he's been quite clever in a sense to market himself in that way as like really fun loving, a great representative of Formula One. You know, he's doing things like the Ellen show and stuff like that, and Trevor Noah's show as well in America. So if he does decide to leave Formula One, like, it's not as if some drivers, you know, there are drivers that you've completely forget even entered Formula One like a decade or so ago. Like, people will know Ricciardo. They'll remember him if he does decide to go to NASCAR or if he goes into punditry or whatever it may be, because he's just such a likable known figure. So he's been smart in that side of things. But yeah, lots of people saying in the chat that like the way Ricciardo's performance has been shouldn't mean he is guaranteed a seat next year. And I don't know, I'm going to disagree because I am a self-confessed Daniel Ricciardo fangirl. So it's not exactly a shock, but I think before we say he's washed and all this kind of stuff, I mean, think about all the things that people said when Seb was in Ferrari and people were saying he was washed then and he needs to go. He then made the move to Aston Martin, which, you know, guaranteed he's not winning world championships with them. He's not even winning races with them. But he showed still a lot of potential by just changing his team, and he can bring the strengths he has to another team that will appreciate it more. And I feel like that's what Danny Rick needs to do. Is I know, and as F1 fans know, that he has the potential there. I just think he needs to get out of the toxic atmosphere that has been built around his time at McLaren, have a fresh start, and give it one last go. But maybe that's just because I'm in denial.
Yeah, it might well be denial talking, but then I can't really give much more of a unbiased opinion because I absolutely love Daniel Ricciardo. It's difficult to say. You've got people like Nico Rosberg, for example, saying Danny Rick's not doing a bad job at McLaren. It's that Lando Norris is bloody good. That was essentially what he was saying. But you know, Daniel Ricciardo went to McLaren thinking that this was going to be, probably thinking, I will beat Lando. McLaren will build the team around me. I will then be able to win world titles. That's the dream. That's what he hoped for. But Lando has outperformed him and done a better job, whether that's because of the team being around him, whether he's just a better driver. We can't exactly answer that. But I think what Daniel Ricciardo does need is a team, even if it is taking a step backwards, which Alpine wouldn't be, for a team to actually put him first, or at least put him on a level, because he performed pretty well at Renault. Like, obviously the car wasn't like great, so he wasn't being able to win races, but he wasn't so far off his teammate that we were thinking, you know, he's completely and utterly washed. So going back to Alpine might be a great, great shout. Whether there's a space at AlphaTauri, I don't think he should touch it with a barge pole. Chat, do we agree? I want to see your yeses or nos. Do you think Daniel Ricciardo, if offered, if Yuki Tsunoda gets put in the bin or Pierre Gasly goes to Alpine, should he go to AlphaTauri? Is that something that he should even consider? Because you also look at their competitiveness this year.
Oh, it's been shocking.
Been nowhere, haven't they?
Literally nowhere. I mean, Pierre Gasly is a very good driver and he is literally getting knocked out in Q3 and stuff, in Q1, sorry. So, yeah, not a good year for AlphaTauri.
Because you'd almost have to argue that maybe...
What's a lot of no's?
Yeah, I'm just going to do a poll now, actually, to see some percentages. But you'd have to argue, even Haas would be a better Oh, someone's already, Mod's already done it. Thank you so much. But yeah, you almost wonder if Haas would be a better shout than AlphaTauri in terms of performance, because at least Haas have, I know Gasly's had a P5, I think, not that long ago, but Haas have also had some decent results. So I think the key thing here is that Daniel Ricciardo is probably going to be on the grid next year. That's what I'm believing. Where it'll be, Katie, tell me where you think.
Where I think Ricciardo will be?
Yeah.
I think Alpine is the best possibility. This is the other thing, like the McLaren and Alpine situation with Piastri at the moment sounds like it could be a real nasty legal situation that like don't want to touch with a barge pole. But it could be that as part of their deal, they might be able to just do a simple switcheroo. If Alpine is so adamant that Piastri was theirs, they might say, okay, well, we'll give you Piastri, but in return, you have to give us Ricciardo or something like that. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. I'm not a legal advisor for an F1 team, but
swap. Reverse card right there. Just
have an 8-time race winner in return for a rookie. They might be like, that's not a bad deal.
I don't know, though, because I think Alpine genuinely, I was going to say, want Oscar Piastri. I feel like Alpine have almost slept on the potential of Oscar Piastri, let it go on too long, not really committed anything to him, that he's then gone, well, okay, if you're not going to give me anything, I'm going to go and look elsewhere, because his junior career was flawless and he deserves to be in Formula One. And obviously it's not helped that Fernando Alonso has done maximum damage by leaving Alpine on a whim. But yeah, you have to say that Oscar Piastri has deserved more than how Alpine have maybe treated him. And that's why he's been speaking to McLaren. McLaren have been handshaking, signing drivers left, right and centre for every single one of their programmes. And they thought, oh, well, this poor little Oscar, come to the McLaren family.
It's very true. I mean, listening to Otmar speak when, Alonso kickstarted this whole thing by going to Aston Martin, Otmar was saying that he was having conversations with Alonso as recently as like Sunday night after Hungary. So hours before Alonso announced his time at Aston Martin, and they were confident that Alonso was going to sign again. Oscar Piastri is going to be aware of those conversations too. And if he sits there and thinks, oh, great, they're going to sign Fernando on another 2-year deal. Esteban Ocon's already got a contract until 2024. I'm never going to get a chance here, guys. Like, what the hell? I'm not surprised the kid has gone looking elsewhere, because he probably thought, I am being royally mugged off here. I can't be bothered with it anymore. I'm not even getting a chance to do bloody FP1 sessions with you guys. I think it's quite insulting to Oscar's talents that Alpine haven't put more efforts behind getting him those FP1 sessions or things like that. So yeah, I'm not surprised that he's looked around. So Alpine, in my opinion, can't be like, oh, I can't believe Oscar's looking around for other stuff. It's like, well, maybe if you gave him the attention that he deserved rather than kind of just using him as a bit of a PR piece occasionally, he wouldn't have gone elsewhere. I understand wanting to keep Alonso and Ocon. I get it. Like, they're two good drivers. But you can't then be surprised if you don't give Oscar the time of day that he deserves, and then he's gone, screw this, I'm finding something else. So
fair play to him. And
yeah,
I think that's where obviously the whole Alpine putting the tweet out, promoting him thing came around, because obviously Alpine aren't going to know how far his contract negotiations of a seat have gone to other teams. And so they've almost rolled the dice and gone, oh, we're promoting you, Oscar. Come back home. Bye. We're here. Look, we're giving you the recognition you deserve. Come give us a quote, please. Everyone's asking us why there's no quote. And he's turned around and gone, well, no. How does he come back? How does he build a relationship back with Alpine after putting out publicly that he will not be driving for them next year? There's not even a, we've not signed anything, let's see what goes on. He's categorically said he will not drive for Alpine next year. So whether Alpine are even willing to accept, forgive, however you see it, that kind of stance, I think Oscar's better going to McLaren now anyway, because of how he will have been starting off his F1 drive with them.
Yeah, it is. It is a sad story, because people in the chat are saying, you know, Alpine have helped fund a lot of Oscar's junior career, and that's very true. But yeah, I wonder how much Oscar regrets putting that last little sentence on his tweet, you know, about I will definitely not be driving.
He's
for
like,
them.
Oh God, he's dropped the
Where's
match
the edit
on the
tweet button? Literally.
He sees that wooden bridge and he's gone, oh God, I've just dropped the lit match. Oh no.
What have I done?
Oh, it's burning in front of my eyes. Oh God. McLaren. To be fair, I hope for his sake he has something in writing to McLaren when he put that tweet out. Because can you imagine if he's still in negotiations with them? They've kind of given him like a verbal agreement. And then McLaren have gone, well, now you've burnt your bridge, haven't you now, mate?
Mm.
Well, now I'm going to take that zero off the end of your contract. You know, like you do wonder, obviously, I don't think they're going to be that savage to a driver they're trying to bring in. But you do wonder how those kind of contract negotiations go on.
Yeah, very much so. It's going to certainly be a really interesting couple of weeks, maybe even months, maybe even years. Maybe we'll still be talking about the situation in years to come. But there seems to be Alpine are adamant that they are in the right. McLaren obviously haven't said a lot, but they seem pretty comfortable with the position that they are in. And so it's just going to be one people's word against the other. And it's probably going to end up having to go to like court. And oh God, it's just going to be a drama.
It's going to be a long, drawn-out process. I think it can very much be locked in as. But yeah, back to Daniel Ricciardo. Yeah, Alpine, I think, his first choice. I think it was 91% said, do not touch AlphaTauri if you're Daniel Ricciardo.
It's a hot take, I'll give you that.
It is a very hot take. Of course, you've got Williams. Haven't really spoken about them. Of course, Latifi, you have to admit, is very much a seat warmer until they find someone else who is...
Excuse me, he's fast as an FP3, don't you know?
He's fast as an FP3 and also purple in Sector 1 and Q1 and still managed to start 20th. You know, it's amazing the memes around Gotifi. You know, mathematically, he is now out of the fight for the title, which is sad. Yeah, you have to wonder what Williams are going to do. They've got Albon, who is a great driver, has proved himself this year. They need another decent driver. Is Daniel Ricciardo something for them? I think Williams would take Daniel Ricciardo with open arms. Can they afford Daniel Ricciardo is another question. Can Haas afford Daniel Ricciardo? I don't know. So I'm pretty sure Nico Hülkenberg could have stayed in Formula One and gone to Haas, but he was like, they can't afford me, as far as I remember the report saying. So it's not just a case of which team wants Danny Ric, but which team can afford Danny Ric. And he has to stay in Formula One. I don't want any of this NASCAR rubbish. I really don't. There's actually been rumours, as I say, going around that four teams are interested in signing Daniel Ricciardo. Wasn't specified what for. I think it was the Express maybe that said this. But it said four teams.
But there's literally four teams with seats open for 2023. So I think that's just where that's come from. Don't think it's...
Perhaps.
It's not like they're suddenly going to go, we're actually going to kick out Lewis Hamilton in a shock twist.
Well,
like, I think it's just a case of they're the teams that have got spaces available.
Have you seen this F1 summer break, Katie? Anything can happen. Actually, I was watching a clip back from one of our podcasts where Fernando Alonso was going to Aston Martin. Tommy hadn't gone on holiday. Tommy then goes, oh, well, this opens the door for Oscar Piastri, who will now definitely be driving for Alpine or something like that.
Yeah.
And you hear me in the background going, don't jinx it, Tommy.
He was like, I'm 99.9% sure that they're going to put an Alpine Piastri announcement out today. If only we knew. We were so innocent. A naive Monday.
So there was a lot of talk around, again, all of these websites, etc., saying that the FIA have cleared the McLaren contract. That's something that they've been speaking about, that this is this whole McLaren wanting Piastri, the FIA have, I don't know if you know a bit more about that, Katie, but they've basically said like, yeah, that looks all right to me. But that now the next level, because it's not like the FIA are the end goal here or, you know, the end higher power that the team can go to. They now will go to, is it the CRB, the Contract Recognition Board, which is what we assume they are now going to do and fight it out legally to basically see whether or not Alpine have something over Oscar Piastri. But the understanding is they actually don't really. You know, there's a lot of talk about this 31st of July date that Oscar Piastri had with his contract with Alpine. But it seems like it's going to the boring contract recognition board, where I'm not sure how much we'll hear about this. I think the next update we'll get, if McLaren win, Alpine will just delete the tweet and pretend it never happened. And if they do win, then maybe we'll get a quote of Oscar going, "Well, really happy to be here.
You guys got really pranked so bad."
Imagine. Can you imagine that? Yeah, I actually, jokes. No, that tweet was actually jokes. I don't know why he's really posh English. He's Australian. But like, jokes.
I got you, guys.
Just wanted the exposure. Big exposure, wasn't it? So,
he got lots more social media followers from it. So there we go.
Everyone knows who Oscar Piastri is now. I can tell you that for free.
That is true. That's very true. I'm sure the contract board of the FIA, I mean, just shows how much we know. I didn't even know there was such a thing. So the person that's got that job has probably been thinking, oh, this is lovely. You know, I've been not needed to be too on call for many things in the last couple of years. And now this is all kicked off. But yeah, I guess they'll just take it to different like legal teams and all sorts, because as we said earlier, both teams seem pretty adamant that they are in the right, and surely only one can be in the right, but
only
I don't know.
Only one.
But Alpine, I mean, if they're that confident that they're happy to put out an announcement and say that Oscar is theirs, then I don't think they just do that on a whim. Like, they must have something in their back pocket that, like, they really believe that Oscar is theirs.
Or they try to bully him into it one way or another. We don't know. And if they lose this battle, then it definitely was a power play that went wrong. Zany Satsuma in the chat says, here's a wild thought. Alpine announces their rebranding back to Renault, and then Piastri says, surprise, driving for Renault. Can you imagine? Maybe this is all an elaborate plan.
L plan. Wow.
Oh my God.
Is that what L plan stands for?
Surely not. Have we just clocked the code? Live on Twitch. WTF One Official, if you want to follow. Oh my days. L plan, elaborate plan. I think we'll probably end the WTF One podcast there. We'll stay live on Twitch, so don't go anywhere. But thank you everybody for listening on audio platforms. Hashtag WTF One podcast. If you want to get involved in the discussion, let us know who you predict will fill that McLaren seat and whether Alpine will take Daniel Ricciardo. And go follow us on Twitch, WTF One Official. Take care. Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.